Any insights at all about December 21, 2012?
I have called the cleansing of Earth for the last couple of years. I said we were in a countdown, and I said that there was going to be an escalation of devastation and catastrophic events that were going to occur. This is all happening, will continue to happen. And yes, 2012 has a lot to do with it. It's the purification of Earth. With this, there is also going to be what I will call a vibrational change. And so, therefore, we will have our consciousness raised and lifted. You will notice in the next couple of years, more and more people will be coming forward because their sensitivity, psychic abilities will be being turned on. Children will be coming with extraordinary abilities. And that's all part of the process of what is going on as far as the 2012, the cleansing of Earth, this devastation, this catastrophic cycles that we are in.
Well, that's consciousness raising for those who are left, and that's what's concerning me. There's going to be some sort, when you say cleansing of Earth, that could mean a lot. I mean, that could mean millions of people or billions of people even not here anymore. Great for the consciousness of those remaining on Earth.
I'm not getting billions. I'm not getting that.
Good.
Okay, I feel that there is going to be several areas of the planet that will cause much pain and crying and fear because of the loss of life that will be in maybe the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands.
And you say some portions of the Earth. Do you have any specific areas that you're concerned about?
Well,
he asks as he closes his eyes and grits his teeth.
Well, I'll tell you, when I get more into the weather, I was looking at an awful lot of flooding and an awful lot of, again, earthquakes. It seems, and I called in the beginning of the year on a show called The Joe Who Show, I called it the year of the earthquake. And when I was on the show with Coast to Coast, I had mentioned that I had felt an awful lot of crying and an awful lot of desperation and fear from earthquakes. And when Haiti hit and then Chile, it was like, this is just the beginning. And so I'm feeling that there's going to be more earthquakes and they are going to take devastating tolls. And I'm also feeling a lot of flooding. It seems like the elements are in full force, Art, and they don't want to quit. And so you're going to have flooding, especially what I'm worried about is the East Coast. I keep seeing the East Coast being flooded dramatically, the coastal towns being flooded. I see superstorms with high winds that want to come in, and they seem to come up from Florida and then just track way up the East Coast. Now, I already called that there was going to be flooding in the Midwest, and you see what's happening in Wisconsin and in Ohio.
Oh, yes.
That's just the beginning. There's more. And that I already called in the beginning of the year. Well, I see more of the Midwest flooding. I see more of the upper Midwest flooding beside the East Coast. I also see it down toward Texas.
And so I guess that would come with big storms, all right.
Yes. I'm getting superstorms. In fact, it reminded me of your coming global superstorm book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not only getting the rain and the flooding, but the wind. This roaring, roaring wind. I mean, it's got to be high mileage to have this kind of roar that I'm hearing.
Well, when cold air meets warm air, which occurs in the U.S. Midwest frequently, that's what you get, are gigantic, monstrous, that's what creates these monstrous storms.
And you know what, that, you think that that is not bad enough, and then you take a look at the fires, and they continue. Not only now in California am I worried about October and November especially, But I feel that there is going to be fires that are going to be started deliberately. I've said this once before, and I was right.
You sure were. That was another one I forgot
that
to...
That was right, and five firemen died.
That's right. You said
I'm
that it
saying
would be...
it again, and I've got it in more than one state. It is planned. It is deliberate. They are taking advantage of a dry season and the heat wave, which I also called, and has continued. They are going to take advantage of it, and there's going to be fires in several states that are arson. And that's part of what I was getting, like a homegrown terrorism.
Right. Evelyn, that leads to another question, and it's a social question more than anything else, but what's happening in the United States to the people? I know economic times are rough in the U.S. right now, but God, what's happening to the people, Evelyn? There was a time when conditions got dry, and people didn't automatically go out and begin to set fires intentionally, and now they do. There's been some sort of massive social change in the country, and I could go on and on about it. It's not just fires, but we'll take that as an example right now. What's happened to people? There's some sort of profound change.
Well, I want to call it evil on the rise. I want to call it negativity seeping in and taking hold. And bending people who may be out of desperation, may be out of fear or anxiety, losing their job, losing their homes. Maybe that's the cause. But I'm also picking up that it's almost like a plan of an organization that wants homegrown people to turn on each other and to turn on their country.
Well, that's happening. It's happening, and I don't...
And it's like they're being brainwashed.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
understand.
Maybe
because I'm into the paranormal, but that's where my mind keeps going. I said, they're being sent like signals. They're being manipulated. They're being mind-controlled in some way to think like this, to be exposed to it. It's almost like they're looking for their vulnerability, and they found them.